With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Efficiency, diversity, and the best way to use an expanded jail are among the issues dividing the candidates for Kalamazoo County Prosecutor. Voters will pick either incumbent Democrat Jeff Gedding or Republican challenger Don Smith next Tuesday. WMUK's Andy Robbins spoke with both candidates.
Smith says one of the reasons he decided to run for Kalamazoo County Prosecutor was staffing. He says the office is too big and isn't as efficient as it should be.
Kalamazoo has nearly as many prosecutors as Kent County. When you run the stats and you look at the annual reports between the Kalamazoo office and the Kent County office, the Kent County folks do approximately a third more work per assistant prosecuting attorney than in Kalamazoo.
But Smith's opponent says that's wrong. Jeff Gedding was first elected Kalamazoo County's prosecutor in 2012. Since then, he says,
we are number one. We are actually the most efficient criminal justice system in the state of Michigan. We resolve over 95% of our cases within that first 90-day window. We resolve 98% or 99% of our cases within that next mark.
Gedding says the size of his staff is in line with those in other counties with similar populations. Smith, who served with Child Protective Services for 12 years before a 6-year stint as an assistant county prosecutor, says Gedding hasn't done enough to prevent violent crime in Kalamazoo County. He cites a report, which he couldn't identify, that ranked Kalamazoo as the 39th most violent area of the country.
Kalamazoo is way too small a place to have such a high position on that list. Have things improved in the last 4 years? No, it's gotten worse, and they just announced that. No, we're number 39. There's no way that we should be number 39.
But Gedding says that isn't true either. The Democratic incumbent says a mass shooting in February and the deaths of 5 bicyclists a few months later have skewed Kalamazoo County's violent crime numbers in 2016. Overall, Gedding says violence has fallen since he took office.
We've been able to reduce not only the number of shootings, but the number of people who are being shot dramatically by 2/3. We've gone from approximately 47 to 14 people that have been shot have been hit by bullets. That's making our neighborhood safer. That's saving people's lives.
Gedding says that was done by targeting a small number of repeat offenders. Gedding says making sure people are treated fairly is important, especially when they're minorities, and he says that includes victims as well as defendants. But Smith says the Kalamazoo County Prosecutor's Office isn't doing that well because he says it doesn't reflect the community it serves. According to Smith, the county hasn't hired a black assistant prosecutor since 2006.
The white guy prosecuting the black person is not the ideal, you know, and I'm not saying that there should be quotas or anything else, but in 10 years, you couldn't find, you know, any African-Americans that are qualified to run in the office. So I think the diversity is definitely something that I would be looking for. The same thing with any, you know, with the Hispanic or Spanish-speaking people.
Gedding doesn't directly address the issue of hiring more African Americans as assistant prosecutors, but overall, he says his office is diverse.
My office as a whole has 50% or more women. My office as a whole has, out of the 56 employees, we have over a dozen that are minorities. Out of the 28 attorneys that we have at least three, four, we have at least four of our attorneys are also minorities. I think that the criticism is unfounded.
The candidates also part company on using the Kalamazoo County Jail to fight crime. Smith says the facility that was expanded in 2014 has cells that aren't being used.
We have space in the jail, and there's a lot, and we could be giving out more short-term jail sentences to hopefully teach people a lesson, reduce recidivism.
But Gedding says that's the wrong way to fight crime.
That's a recipe for disaster. It's a social justice disaster to continue to try and incarcerate as many people as we can, and it's an economic disaster.
Gedding says filling the jail to capacity would cost the county an extra $2 million a year without having a significant impact on crime. Both Getting and Smith say they support specialty courts dealing with drunk driving, drug abuse, and mental health issues to help keep nonviolent offenders out of jail. Voters will decide which candidate will run the Kalamazoo County Prosecutor's Office for the next 4 years on November 8th. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.